Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here on our program by phone. Anna Kilpak is with us. She is the National Alliance on Mental Illness Southwest Iowa Director, and she is with us here this morning on the phone. How are you today?
I'm wonderful. Thanks so much for having me on today.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the National Alliance on Mental Illness and the Southwest Iowa Division here. Anna, talk a little bit about that and get folks familiar.
Sure. So NAMI is the National Alliance on Mental Illness, which is a national organization. It's a grassroots organization that provides support, education, and advocacy for individuals that are and families that are impacted by mental illness. So we serve Southwest Iowa. We are the Southwest Iowa affiliate, serving 9 counties in Southwest Iowa. And, of course, that includes Cass County.
Okay, so you've got a pretty broad reach. Do you have folks kind of outreach out in the different counties that you serve?
So I do cover all 9 counties. We have volunteer group leaders that serve individuals down in Clarinda for Page County and in Shenandoah, Council Bluffs, Harlan. So we kind of have people all over. Officially, I cover all 9 counties, though.
Okay, very good. Well, talk a little bit about your involvement. How did you get started first or interested in this organization?
Well, I tell you, it really is a passion project for me. I have a son, an adult son, that has a serious mental illness. And so this has always been something that I've been passionate about. NAMI specifically was a life changer for me. I was introduced to NAMI through the family-to-family class, which is one of the classes we have coming up here in Atlantic. And through going to that class, I learned so much, and it completely changed the lens through which I saw mental illness. And it changed the dynamic for our family, and literally, I think, has saved his life. So it truly is a passion of mine. I work for the organization, not because it's a job, but because I truly believe in it.
Well, very good. Well, it's nice to have doors opened up like that for folks. Is that something that you find when you first make touch with folks, that they're kind of surprised that this kind of services you can provide are available, especially in a rural area?
Absolutely. So, you know, we're all familiar with, you know, reaching out to psychiatrists and therapists when services are needed. And those professional services are so very crucial. But it's those wraparound services that are in such need and are so rare. So the support groups, the educational classes, the things that help in the everyday are truly that additional piece that helps someone in their journey to recovery that is so important.
Well, and I would suspect that in this type of situation, and I guess in your situation too, that it's not just the services, but the feeling that's involved, the connections,
right.
those types of things that you make.
Right. The understanding that you're not alone. You're not the only one that's going through this. You're not the only one that is experiencing this. And because it is so isolating when you're experiencing a severe mental illness, or when your family member or loved one is experiencing a severe mental illness, it can feel so isolating because there is such a stigma surrounding mental illness, and people are afraid to open up and talk to their friends and family members about what's truly going on. And so this is a safe place that you can share the truth about what's going on, and you can be understood, and you can help. And individuals can help you find resources and find ways to deal with what's going on.
Sure. And there isn't necessarily a standard when it comes to mental illness either. There can be all kinds of variations of, and sometimes folks aren't sure what to look for.
Absolutely. Not sure what to look for and completely unsure of what to do. You know, like you said, every situation is different. And it really takes a lot of brainstorming sometimes to come up with solutions. And so you really need to have the support of those wraparound services, people that can truly, that have been in your shoes and can help you find an answer or a solution.
Well, and you talk about solutions, you talk about different programs and things. You've got some new programming that's going to be introduced here in the month of September, a little bit more outreach here in some of the areas. Can you talk a little bit about those additions?
Yeah, I'm super excited. So Atlantic is an area that we have struggled to serve a little bit. We are a fairly new affiliate. So we started in 2018. So we're still continuing to expand our programming. This is the first time that we're going to be able to provide ongoing programming in Atlantic. So the first one is the NAMI Family to Family class. It is an 8-week educational class for family members and caregivers of individuals that have a mental health diagnosis. So it meets once a week on Saturday mornings for 8 weeks. And it really provides a super comprehensive information on different diagnoses, medications, resources, how to communicate with someone who may be in crisis and how to help them get the help they need. The class starts October 2nd, and anyone interested can call me. Feel free to call me at 712-542-7904 to sign up, or you can visit our website, which is www.namisouthwestiowa.com. The other one that will be ongoing is our family support group. So we're starting September 7th, so it'll be the first Tuesday of each month at 6:30 p.m. It is a family support group, so anyone who is a family, friend, caregiver, loved one of an individual with a mental health diagnosis is welcome to come. We'll meet at 6:30 p.m. at the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce the first Tuesday of each month. So there's no need to register for that. Come as you are. Everyone's welcome. And again, for more information, just give me a call. I'm happy to talk to you. 712-542-7904.
And I find it interesting because when you're talking about these different events, you're talking about family members. You're talking about those who care about people who might be dealing with some sort of mental illness, friends of those people. You're leaving, the arms are wide open.
Absolutely. As, you know, we find that many times, unfortunately, many times individuals that have a serious mental illness have lost contact with their families, you know, sometimes because of the illness, sometimes because of just the family dynamics. But so sometimes family is not blood, right? Sometimes we have family members, individuals that we consider family that are just there for us. And so it is absolutely open to anyone who is impacted by another individual that has a mental health diagnosis.
Okay, very good. Well, folks who might already be seeking some assistance along these lines, they shouldn't shy away from this type of an opportunity.
Absolutely not. And, you know, these two groups that we're starting here in Atlantic are for family members. But anyone who has a diagnosis themselves and is looking for a peer support group or a peer educational class, please give me a call. Although we don't have an in-person group in Atlantic right now, we do have a virtual group that individuals can join. So there are other resources out there that we can help you tap into. So feel free to give me a call on that.
Yeah, so in a way, you guys kind of act as a clearinghouse as well to help point folks in the right direction if they're not sure where to turn.
Exactly, and that's that advocacy piece that we do. So in addition to providing the support and the education, we help individuals advocate for themselves by helping them find resources, helping them to know what their rights are, things like that.
Sure. Well, the support groups kind of speak for themselves. We've seen a lot of support groups for different types of situations. So I think folks kind of get a pretty good feel for what they're going to get there. The family-to-family class, what types of things will you be sharing?
It goes over different diagnoses, you know, depressive disorders, schizophrenia, bipolar, things like that, so that family members can truly understand what those diagnoses mean. We talk about different medications, different classes of medications, so they can understand what those medications do and what some of the side effects might be. We talk about communication. Communication is so very important and sometimes so difficult when you have a loved one that has a serious mental illness. We talk about problem solving, how to troubleshoot those areas that you just can't seem to come up with answers for. And then, of course, finding resources for treatment and recovery for your loved ones.
Sure. Kind of like any physical medical issue we might run into. We might have a general knowledge of some of these things, but if someone close to us is actually diagnosed, we get a complete course on it right away.
Right, right. Absolutely. And, you know, it's very common to, you know, and through no fault of the providers, you know, you go to a psychiatrist or a therapist and you get a diagnosis, but you don't understand, and especially the family members may not be privy to that office visit and don't really get an understanding of what that means. And so, you know, you're left trying to look up resources on the internet and reading all kinds of things that may make sense or may not. And so this is an evidence-based class that provides good general information and helps you to truly understand what your loved one is experiencing.
Sure. Well, and if you're left to just search the internet, you never know, even if the information that you might be looking at, depending upon the source, is really good or not. So,
Exactly. So this is an evidence-based course that you can trust for information, and that is so important these days.
Yes, certainly is. Very good. Well, again, those courses coming up soon. If they'd like to know more, Anna, can they find out the information online?
Absolutely. They can go to our website. Again, that's www.namisouthwest.com. And then they can also call me. I'm happy to talk to anybody interested that has questions or just wants more information. 712-542-7904.
Very good. Well, we can hear the passion in your voice, Anna. Thank you so much for the work that you and your group do, and we wish you the best with the outreach and the expansion of the programming here in the area.
Well, thank you so much, and thanks so much for highlighting this today. It's such an important topic. I appreciate all that you guys do.